Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the scripture lesson which was previously read. People are often fascinated by mysteries. Whether it's a mystery novel or a movie mystery, people are very curious to find out how that mystery story will eventually unfold at the very end. The clues given along the way and the trail of seemingly unimportant details leave the reader or the viewer guessing what the outcome will be up until that final piece of evidence is at last revealed. And then all of a sudden, the mystery is solved. All those events that led up to that exciting conclusion suddenly make perfect sense. The mystery is made known. And then it is no longer a mystery. This is the pattern that mystery stories usually follow in the world of books and movies. But in the real world, mysteries are not so neatly packaged and are usually not so easily solved. A movie mystery comes to a nice conclusion after just a few hours of viewing. A mystery novel can be read in a day or two. But real-life mysteries often take much longer to unfold, and some may never reach a conclusion during a person's lifetime. Some mysteries take years and decades and even centuries to unravel. Just think of all the unresolved crimes and murder cases and burglaries that are still waiting to be solved by all the police departments all over the world. In our text for this morning, the Apostle Paul also writes about a mystery that has taken a very long time to be revealed. This is a mystery that has spanned thousands of years and generations of people before it was finally made known. Paul is talking about the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This was a mystery that actually began way back there in the Garden of Eden with the fall into sin. But yet it was not brought to its final conclusion until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ thousands of years later. The mystery is that through the gospel of Christ, all people, both the Gentiles and the Israelites, are heirs of salvation, members of one body within the Christian church. The Gentiles and the Jewish people now share together the promise of eternal life that is received only by God's grace through faith in Christ alone. In our text, Paul writes that this mystery is now being revealed to the whole world through the messengers of the gospel, which Paul himself, as an apostle, was appointed by God's grace to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. What was unknown in the past was now being revealed in the present by the message proclaimed by God's chosen apostles and New Testament prophets. Of course, the people of the Old Testament certainly had various clues to this mystery along the way, but they did not have the full revelation of Jesus Christ until after his work of redemption was complete. The saving message of the gospel was not ready to be broadcast to the nations until the saving work of Christ was fully accomplished by his suffering, death, and resurrection. Of course, those Old Testament believers, they knew that through their father Abraham, someday all nations on earth would be blessed. And of course, there were various other passages from the books of the prophets and the Psalms which revealed that God's mighty deliverance was for the entire earth and that his salvation would someday be made known among all the nations. There are passages of scripture from the Old Testament which revealed someday a ruler would come from the line of David who would rule the nations and be a blessing to all people. Therefore, God had given many clues in the past, which pointed to a time in the future where the Gentiles would share in that same salvation promised to the people of Israel. However, it was not until many years later, and after many generations had passed, that the right time appointed by God arrived and the mystery of the gospel was finally revealed. When the time had fully come, God sent his Son into the world, born of a woman, born to be the Savior of all nations. Jesus Christ became a man. He suffered and died on the cross for our sins, for the sins of the world. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven. And when Jesus left this earth behind, he had fulfilled that mystery of God. He had won salvation for the entire world. But before he left this world behind, Jesus told his followers how to make known this mystery, to make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them his word. The Church of Christ, through the preaching of the gospel and the administration of the sacraments, the Church was given the task of revealing this mystery to the rest of the world. All nations were now to hear the gospel that Christ had won forgiveness of sins through his death on the cross. And now, because of that gospel, there was neither Jew nor Gentile, but all would become sons and daughters of God through baptism and faith in Jesus Christ. Even though it took such a long time for this mystery to be revealed, it certainly was worth the wait. For through the revelation of this mystery, both Jews and Gentiles were now brought together in that one true and saving faith, which gives forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Life in this world is full of many mysteries, mysteries that are still waiting to be revealed. Perhaps we are waiting to have a few mysteries from our own personal lives revealed to us in the near future. For example, are we going to pass Greek class this summer? Where are we going to be sent for our vicarage or our internship year? Where will we be placed for our first call? How are we going to pay for this seminary education? What is going to happen to us next week, next month, next year? What is God's plan for my life right now and in the future? These are all mysteries to us right now. We don't have the final answers. But by the grace of God, we live each day by faith, trusting in the gospel for our salvation and believing that God works all things together for our good. God is faithful, even though it may take a long time for us to discover the answers to our many questions. And certainly in the gospel of Jesus Christ, we see how God works so very mysteriously, but yet he works effectively, deliberately, and faithfully for the good of those whom he calls by the gospel. Even though it took so many years and so many generations before the gospel of Christ was finally revealed to this world, God is the one who keeps and sustains his people by his word and through his Spirit. God gives us his Holy Spirit to comfort us and lead us until those unknown mysteries are finally made known. Thanks be to God that he is faithful to his word and that he is always gracious and kind to his people. Yes, for a time, he may keep his will for our lives shrouded in a very dark mystery, but yet that most important mystery of all, he has clearly and openly revealed. Because of the mystery in Christ, the message of the gospel, we know without a doubt that through the person and work of Jesus, we have the forgiveness of all our sins and the hope of eternal life. Our eternal destiny in Christ is no mystery, for in him we have become children of God in our baptism and heirs of his heavenly kingdom through faith. May the revelation of this mystery of the gospel give us hope and confidence to live each day by faith, trusting in the promises and the mercies of the triune God, who has opened the door of salvation to all nations in Christ Jesus our Lord. In his name, amen.